The pit skit. As Sarah in the children's sermon said, sometimes we fall in a pit of a variety of situations. Sometimes we know how to help. Sometimes the help isn't there. Sometimes God, Jesus, uses us to help people climb out of the pit. Today's reading sounds somewhat like some proverbs from the book of Proverbs. We hear, do not judge. Do not give to the dogs what is holy. Ask, and it will be given to you. Search, knock. There are a lot of good sayings here, and Tracy leaned over. She goes, there's a lot of stuff in here. And I said, I chopped about a third off at the end because there is even more. A lot of good sayings, just saying. All right. Thank you, Raya. There are too many sayings of Jesus here to cover all of them. But I did read a comment earlier in the week that one of the church fathers talked about proverbs and sayings of Jesus like these. The comment was to mull over them in your mind. Chew them for a while, and slowly that understanding, that deeper meaning may come the more you mull and chew over these proverbs. The first one, do not judge, so that you may not be judged, or as I learned in the old King James Version, judge not, lest ye be judged. These words are law. They are a warning from God about how we go about treating other people. I was brought up with the understanding that I wasn't, or anybody for that matter, should not go around judging others, their character, their habits, their lives. And why should I not judge? The answer was so that I or we would not be judged by others. It's sort of a prevention idea in a way. Don't judge, and hopefully you will not be judged. In the world of today's U.S. politics, there are accusations and stories that may or may not be true, all being hurled back and forth between not only the leaders of the two political parties, but also by members of these parties, but also by average citizens. There is a lot of judging going on in politics. And I had it written that I took out, and I'm thinking, it seems that politicians maybe did not listen to their mothers a long time ago. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Now Jesus goes right into the next saying, a very similar saying. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Ouch. It took a lot of chewing on my part over the years to try to figure out the meaning of this one. The speck in my neighbor's eye? The log in my own eye? It is a metaphor. Let me suggest a different starting point than judge not, lest ye be judged. This word, this proverb, is about looking at ourselves first. How do we individually realize our failures, our mistakes, that we've missed the mark? And when we look in that mirror that God holds up to us, and we see that we do not measure God's standards, that I do not measure up to God's standards, and then admit that, once we admit that we have goofed, that we start to make amends, then maybe, just maybe, we could go to the neighbor and confront him or her about something wrong that we see in their life. But the starting point for this saying is about me, and it's about you. And once we've wrestled with our own faults, the big, heavy log of sin, then perhaps maybe we can look at the speck in someone else's eye. I want to jump to verse 12. In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you, for this is the law and the prophets. What does that verse sound like? Golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Now, Jesus was quoting a Hebrew scholar who spoke this golden rule in the negative sense. Don't treat others badly if you don't want to be treated badly yourself. And so Jesus spun that around in the positive. Do unto others what you would want others to do to you. The golden rule. The words seem so simple, but in practice can be very difficult. In the Bible, somebody asked Jesus which commandment was the greatest. And Jesus said, love God with all your heart, your soul, your mind. And he followed that one up so quickly with the words, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Jesus also said, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. God and Jesus call us to be kind to one another, to be loving and gracious to others, because that is how you would want to be treated by them. In the pit skit we saw just a few minutes ago, poor Lacey found herself in a hole in a pit and could not get out. She was in trouble. She needed help. It didn't matter how she got into that hole. What mattered was how she was going to get out. Help! Help! People came by and offered her suggestions, but no one really offered her help until Jesus came by. Jesus reached out his hand, took Lacey's hand, and together they were able to get Lacey out of that pit. Jesus wants us to be like that person who helps others get out of their trouble or in harm, get away from harm's way, or in need of a helping hand or encouraging word. Why? Because if you are in the hole or the pit and you needed help, you would probably want someone to help you get out. Why help others? Because it is the Christ-like thing to do. As I was working on the sermon this week, I was thinking about another parable Jesus told, the parable of the Good Samaritan. Someone is beaten and robbed, left for dead along the side of the road. Two people, religious leaders who know the golden rule, see the person beaten up, and they both walk by on the other side of the road. They did not stop and help. A third person comes along, a stranger, a foreigner, and he sees the injured person. He stops. He washes the person's wounds. He wraps bandages around to stop the bleeding. He puts the injured person on his own donkey, takes him to the inn where he continues to care for the person. The Good Samaritan, that friend who helps in the time of trouble. Moral of the story, don't be like the two religious people who refuse to help someone in need. Rather, be the Good Samaritan, the stranger who did the kind deed of helping someone in need. And Jesus says to us today, go and do the same. Amen.